Miami Sports Talk today. Don't forget, coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, it's our LCCC Coaches Show with the Lady Golden Eagles at 4 and the men's team coming up at 4:30. But right now we get a chance to chat with Cheyenne Central Lady Indians basketball head coach Glenn Kirkbride on the eve of East Central 1. And this is a possibility where we could have East Central 4 if we go all the way, if we go the distance. And Glenn, first off, congratulations on the good start with the preseason and the opening weekend here in conference play.
Yeah, thank you very much. Those kids are really doing well for us right now. We're excited to see where they can take us here.
Coach, you know, again, you've seen East Central up close and personal, and again, you've also seen it from afar. Tell us a little bit about the East Central phenomenon that will be going on at Story Gym, the atmosphere, and I've called many games from the Story Gym floor, East Central, especially that first one. Again, correct me if I'm wrong, we'll be wearing special uniforms for that particular contest.
Yeah, I tell you, it's a pretty amazing deal. It really is. The atmosphere there is just electric, especially for a high school. The game, the crowds are big, and it's loud. I can't even hear myself half the time, let alone the kids being able to hear me talk about what I want to do in the huddle. And so, but that's what makes it fun. That's the excitement that really drives sports. I think those rivalries are great. We are not actually wearing the special uniforms this time. It is the pink game. The proceeds will go towards breast cancer, as it usually does. But the athletic directors have talked, and we're actually gonna just wear our regular uniforms here. There'll be some pink splashed in there, but gonna wear the regular uniforms.
Helps the announcers out, that's for sure. Anyway, Nick, go ahead.
So at least looking on this season so far for you, Coach Kirkbride, again, 12-1 overall, 2-0 in the quadrant play, as we mentioned. But just talk about what's led to the success so far in this season for the Lady Indians.
Yeah, I say it again, the kids are doing great. We started out, expectations weren't as high. We lost all those seniors last year. We had six seniors that graduated. A number of times, five of those six started. And so expectations coming in weren't quite as high. We just had some new kids. We were going to start a kid or two that weren't even on the varsity squad last year. And they've just really excelled. They've picked up on what we've asked them to do. They've done everything we've wanted from them. And so that group has been pretty impressive to me in how they've come together. Every night, I've said it before, every night, you don't exactly know where it's going to come from. We have a few that are consistently there, but we have a number of girls that can do it on any given night if they're trying to key on one. And so that's a real strength for us, I think.
You know, one of the things that you do in the preseason, and again, with mostly Cheyenne Central, East, and now South, is you try to schedule those Colorado tournaments. And again, when you get a chance to play down, whether it's in Greeley or whatever the case may be, do you feel those are always good acid tests for your team right out of the box? Because, you know, in Colorado, they play a little more physical basketball. So do you get a good feel of your team after those kind of tournaments?
Yeah, you really do. It works great for us because the travel is way less than trying to play a tournament in Green River, for example. We can sleep in our own beds, travel back and forth, and not pay for those hotel rooms. But beyond that, the basketball is great. I mean, they have big schools down there. A couple of the schools we played against, we looked them up, had 1,900 kids in the high school. And that's bigger than what we do up here in Wyoming. And so for us to be able to see those big schools and play against them gives us a real good test of where we are at the start.
Well, you got a test coming up again tomorrow night at Story Gym, where it's going to be the battle of number 2 versus number 3 in the state, with Central being the number 3 team and Cheyenne being the number 2. Obviously, Glenn, you've seen plenty of Cheyenne, Lady Thunderbirds. You know what Coach Eric Wessling is going to do out there, but just give us a little scouting report for the Lady T-Birds of what do you anticipate to see from Cheyenne coming up tomorrow night?
You know, they're real tough. I mean, they're well coached, and they're so talented, especially their star there, Kai Buell. She's just unbelievable. She lit us up last year when she was playing for Rock Springs, and she's just so talented and so heady. So we're really going to have to play well. I mean, I think they're going to come press us. That's kind of their game plan. A lot of times, if you watch them on film or watch them live, they really try to get the tempo up and pressure you. And so we're expecting a little bit of that and expecting a lot of Kai Buell. We'll just kind of see after that what happens. But they're very tough. I expect a tough game.
What's the difference in Coach Wessling's team as opposed to facing Rusty Horsley's team? Again, you know, Coach Wessling on the bench with Coach Horsley for the last few years, but has Coach Wessling initiated some different looks out there on the floor?
You know, I think they've just kind of picked up where they left off. They do a few different things, but not a lot. He's picked up a few things from his sister, who's also a heck of a coach down there in Colorado, and I don't expect to see a whole lot different than what East has done in the past. I've said it before. They just kind of picked up where they left off, dialing up that pressure maybe even a little more under Eric. But for the most part, I think they do a lot of things pretty close to what they've done in the past, it seems to me. We'll learn more tomorrow.
You know, as you look at the quadrant system this year, and again, we kind of just roll our eyes because it's everybody the same except for like Casper Natrona, that's part of the quadrant. But your thoughts on it for this basketball season?
Yeah, you know, it's tough. I mean, it's still playing out. Those guys above my pay grade, they make some changes from time to time that you never know how it's going to work out until it's done. I don't mind it. It's fine. I think I kind of like, me personally, playing those Gillette schools, those North schools a couple of times a year. Good friend of mine was a coach for a long time here in the state, and he always said it helped him to play those schools. It makes you better. It kind of shows you where you need to be in the state to compete. And so I kind of wish we wouldn't have done it, but the truth is, it's fine. We're just excited to be there and playing basketball. These kids, they just want to play.
Glenn Kirkbride joining us here, Cheyenne's Lady Indians basketball, Central Lady Indians basketball coach. I didn't mean to cut you off there, Coach. Real quick, we kind of are confused a little bit. We know, but we're not sure. Explain the new double elimination playoffs. I know we're weeks away from that, but explain how that's going to pan out here at Story Gym when the regionals come to town.
Yeah, I tell you, we did some of that when I coached at Burns. I coached at Burns for a number of years there at the 2A level, and we did some of that. The truth is, you have to win two to get to that state tournament. You just have to win two along there, and you get two losses, and so there will be some early morning games that are really worth a lot come Saturday morning to try to get there. And so it adds a whole nother element to have another game, but maybe gives you another opportunity also. If somebody slips up early, it gives you another opportunity.
Final thought for me, Coach Kirkbride, is something that we haven't addressed with you yet, but a familiar face that's a part of your team, that was a new addition to your team this at least offseason, coming from the ranks of LCCC, from the Lady Golden Eagles to now your team, one Markel Dent being a part of that assistant coach crew that you have over there. Markel Dent, again, a Wyoming Cowgirl alum, she brings a lot of basketball knowledge, but what benefits has she brought to being a part of your staff this season?
Yeah, I'll tell you, a number of the things she did at UW, we try to do here. Obviously, we're on a lower level than them, but we try to do a number of the things that they did. She's got real intimate knowledge of breakdown drills. She is phenomenal at player development. She's been a huge asset to us. That was a big pickup, and I kind of lucked into it, frankly, and so we've really enjoyed having her be a part of it.
Coach, we wish you all the best. East Central tomorrow night, always a classic at the Story Gym. It doesn't matter. You know, again, we always use the terminology just throughout the record books, because when East Central gets together, it's usually Donnybrook, and the ladies always get to start things off, and a big crowd will be there cheering both of the schools on. So good luck to you tomorrow evening, Coach.
Thank you very much. We're really excited about it.
All righty. Glenn Kirkbride, Central Lady Indians and basketball head coach, joining us on our Wyoming Sports Talk Today program. We are going to take a timeout. We're going to be back with more after these words here on 1480 K-Ray.